from the early days. The following article was first published in the September 1931 monthly magazine called Peace, the journal of Swami Omkar's Shanti Ashrama in Andhra Pradesh. It was later reprinted in April 1966 issue of The Mountain Path. It describes Paul Brenton's first visit to Sri Ramanashramam and one of the dialogues he had with the Maharishi. In this article, his former name, Hurst, was used. He later adopted Paul Brenton as his pen name, which he ultimately made his permanent name. It is interesting to note what an event a visit from a foreign journalist to the ashrama was in those far-off days, something to be written about in the newspapers. It was 4:30 in the afternoon, and the disciples were sitting before the Maharishi in the hall and were talking about a notification that had appeared in the dailies, newspapers, to the effect that a Mr. Hurst and a Buddhist bhikshu were intending to visit the ashrama. The clock struck 5, and there entered the hall a man in European costume bearing a plate of sweets and followed by a Buddhist monk. The visitors offered the sweets to the Maharishi, and then, after making obeisance in the Eastern way, they both squatted on the floor before him. These were the visitors of whom the disciples had been talking. The man in English clothes was R. Raphael Hurst, Paul Brenton, a London journalist who was then on a visit to India. He was keenly interested in the spiritual teaching of the East and thought that by an intelligent study and appreciation of it, the cause of cooperation between East and West might be greatly promoted. He came to Sri Ramanashramam after visiting many other ashramas. The bhikshu who came with him was also an Englishman by birth. He was formerly a military officer but was known as Swami Pragyananda. He was the founder of the English ashrama in Rangoon. Both visitors sat spellbound before Maharishi and there was pin drop silence. The silence was broken by the person who had brought the visitors, asking them if they would like to ask any questions. They were, however, not in a mood to do so, and thus an hour and a half passed. Mr. Hurst then stated the purpose of his visit. In a voice of intense earnestness, he said that he had come to India for spiritual enlightenment. Not only myself, he added, but many others also in the West are longing for the light from the East. The Maharishi sat completely indrawn and paid no attention. One of those who were sitting there asked them if they had come to the East for a study of comparative religions. No, the bhikshu replied. We could get that better in Europe. We want to find truth. We want the light. Can we know truth? Is it possible to get enlightenment? The Maharishi still remained silent and indrawn, and as the visitors wanted to take a walk, the conversation ended and all dispersed. Early next morning, the visitors entered the hall and put some questions to the Maharishi with great earnestness. The conversation reproduced below is from rough notes taken while it was going on. Bhikshu, we have travelled far and wide in search of enlightenment. How can we get it? Maharishi, through deep inquiry and confident meditation. Hurst, many people do meditate in the West but show no signs of progress. Maharishi, how do you know that they don't make progress? Spiritual progress is not easily discernible. Hurst, A few years ago, I got some glimpses of the bliss, but in the years that followed, I lost it again. Then, last year, I again got it. Why is that? Maharishi, you lost it because your meditation had not become natural. Sagaja. When you become habitually interned, the enjoyment of spiritual beatitude becomes a normal experience. Hurst, might it be due to the lack of a guru? Maharishi, yes, but the guru is within. That guru who is within is identical with yourself. Hurst, what is the way to God realization? Maharishi, vichara, asking yourself the who am I inquiry into the nature of yourself. Bhikshu, the world is in a state of degeneration. It is getting constantly worse, spiritually, morally, intellectually, and in every way. Will a spiritual teacher come to save it from chaos? Maharishi, inevitably, when goodness declines and wrong prevails, he comes to reinstate goodness. The world is neither too good nor too bad. It is a mixture of the two. Unmixed happiness and unmixed sorrow are not found in the world. The world always needs God, and God always comes. Bhikshu, will he be born in the East or the West? The Maharishi laughed at the question, but did not answer it. Hurst, does the Maharishi know whether an avatar already exists in the physical body? Maharishi, he might. Hurst, what is the best way to attain Godhood? Maharishi, self-inquiry leads to self-realization. Hurst, is a guru necessary for spiritual progress? Maharishi, yes. Hurst, is it possible for the guru to help the disciple forward on the path? Maharishi, yes. Hurst, what are the conditions for discipleship? Maharishi, intense desire for self-realization, earnestness and purity of mind. Hurst, is it necessary to surrender one's life to the guru? Maharishi, yes, one should surrender everything to the dispeller of darkness. One should surrender the ego that binds one to this world. Giving up body consciousness is a true surrender. Hurst, does a guru want to take control of the disciples' worldly affairs also? Maharishi, yes, everything. Hurst, can he give the disciple the spiritual spark that he needs? Maharishi, he can give him all that he needs. This can be seen from experience. Hurst, is it necessary to be in physical contact with the guru? And if so, for how long? Maharishi, it depends on the maturity of the disciple. Gunpowder catches fire in an instant, while it takes time to ignite coal. Hurst, is it possible to develop along the path of the spirit while leading a life of work? Maharishi, there is no conflict between work and wisdom. On the contrary, selfless work paves the way to self-knowledge. Hurst, if a person is engaged in work, it will leave him little time for meditation. Maharishi, it is only spiritual novices who need to set aside a special time for meditation. A more advanced person always enjoys the beatitude, whether he is engaged in work or not. While his hands are in society, he can keep his head cool in solitude. Bhikshu, have you heard of Meher Baba? Maharishi, yes. Bhikshu, he says that he will become an avatar in a few years. Maharishi, everyone is an avatar of God. The kingdom of heaven is within you. Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, Krishna, all are in you. One who knows the truth sees everyone else as a manifestation of God. Bhikshu, will the Maharishi make a statement about Meher Baba? Maharishi, what statement? That the existence of an outer avatar is a question which seekers of truth need not consider. Bhikshu, will the world be rejuvenated? Maharishi, there is one who governs the world, and it is his business to look after it. He who has created the world knows how to guide it also. Bhikshu, does the world progress now? Maharishi, if we progress, the world progresses. As you are, so is the world. Without understanding the self, what is the use of understanding the world? Without self-knowledge, knowledge of the world is of no use. Dive inward and find the treasure hidden there. Open your heart and see the world through the eyes of the true self. Tear aside the wheels and see the divine majesty of your own self.